Going to continue on with the first creation, the reading out of original calls, the unseen role of denial. I read the first part of the reading, which was when Source had first realization of self, consciousness had to realize everything. Now that consciousness has originated and awake, it has a desire to know everything, but at the same time it has a desire not to be awake and to go back to sleep and have the calm peace. But now consciousness had to feel or it could not know. So there's sort of a dilemma here, and we'll read about that dilemma that Source had when it awoke. Finally, lost will was created, which means there was the birth of fear, denial, guilt, and time. And time is nothing more than progression. We can use our own personal life as a measurement of time and progression, the growth of our consciousness. I think it's also important to know that Source itself is one. Okay. Eventually, what we call God has a four-part system. So there's one, everything, Source, God, but the four-part system within the one is consciousness, which we can call spirit, okay? Will, the emotional body. So consciousness, spirit, mental, will, emotional body, mother, feeling. Then there's heart. That's the third part within the four-part system of God. Okay, and that's the bridge, the balance between consciousness and subconsciousness. And then finally, the fourth part is body. And later on in the reading, there are roles that are played. Spirit is considered my loving light. Okay. Will is considered mother of everything. Body is considered father of manifestation. And heart is considered heart, the son that was born first out of all creation. But that is a snippet of what's to come in the series of Right Use of Will. Second book, Original Cause, The Unseen Role of Denial. Let me share my screen. Wait. Okay. So here is. Now that consciousness within spirit, my loving light, has said to self, I am, but what am I? Who am I? Where am I? And what does it all mean? So that's the awakened state. That's consciousness that has realized the awakened state. Most of the time, I felt that I wanted to find answers and know myself. Sometimes I had fear that I could not have so many questions because the questions were not allowing me to be peaceful with myself. I felt urged on to find answers. I had discussions with myself. Part of me did not like it that I had awakened at all. Part of me felt all right about having consciousness, as long as it could be peaceful consciousness. There were many other small voices with points of view I will not mention now because I barely heard them. Most of the rest of me then. Most of the rest of me wanted to find answers to the questions I had. I had guilt then, too, but I did not know it was guilt that said that my search to know should not bother the part of me that had desire for peace. I felt guilty just for being and for not wanting to stay asleep. So guilt is brought up again. We can see that guilt created this polarity of being or asleep. Guilt becomes lost will. Guilt is lost will. Guilt creates a gap. Guilt doesn't have consciousness. Guilt is sort of a, think of a black, nullable block that cannot be penetrated. The first thing I felt I had to figure out was how to know. I had a lot of questions and almost no answers. I had desire to know, and I had my feelings. Excuse me. I had desire to know. And I had feelings. I was not sure whether I had feelings or thoughts first. In my memory, it seemed as though I had experienced feelings and thoughts as one and the same thing. Perhaps only I reflected upon them. Did they seem at all different or separate? I wanted to experience something more to know if I had feelings and thoughts. I was not sure if I had feelings and thoughts, or even if I had experiences. Perhaps I only thought that this was happening, and it was not really happening. Absurd as it may sound, I was seized by fear. That I did not exist, but only thought that it did. Excuse me. I was seized by fear that I did not. I was seized by the fear that I did not exist, but only thought that I did. Perhaps thought was all there was to me, and yet something reminded me. That I had responded to myself somehow. What was it that had responded? Was it me talking to myself, or was it someone else? I felt a maddening feeling in myself, but I did not allow it to express at that time. This is important because consciousness. Has just now had a response to something within the will. Now, the will creates feelings. Consciousness is light and thoughts. It sends down suggestions, impacts the will. The will has light shined upon it, and the will responds with a feeling. Trying to understand. It works with what it has. So we can see here that my loving light within consciousness had a response to something without the understanding. So there's some frustration. Okay. You're driving yourself crazy with too much thinking, something in me said. Drop it. Go back to sleep. You see, I had words already, although I did not then actually speak or say to myself, "Oh, I have words." I was just, in some way I did not understand, letting myself know how I felt. Already, I had a desire to split myself in pieces so that some of me could go back to sleep and some of me could go on searching for the answers to my many questions. A desire to split into pieces. So here we have wholeness attempting to break apart. To try to create some understanding about self, and then another part that just wants to go back to the way it was in a sleep state. We are the pieces, okay? We are the light that broke off, went into. If we wrap a story around it, went into the darkness and is trying to understand. Okay. We have the four-part system of God within us: mental body, emotional body, the physical body, and heart. I had a plan that I thought would let me know whether thoughts or feelings were first or causal. I felt that I had to know because I did not like having to feel feelings that did not feel good, and I wanted to find out if I could get rid of them. From the beginning, I had a feeling that something within me did not belong there. But it has taken all this time to figure out exactly what it was or what it is. Then, I just felt it and did not know the difference between feeling it and it. For this reason, the will feared from the very beginning that it could not let me know how it felt. Unless it felt good. So, from the very beginning, mother, subconscious, the will, whatever we want to call it, had a response of fear, of not letting, of not embracing the light, so the will closed up, created lack of space. And the will needs space to expand, and that will allow the light to enter, to come within the will. Even though I had all these questions, I still needed time to sleep. I realized that even in my sleep, some parts of myself were aware and other parts were not. I had another question then. Was the unawareness part of me or not? I had to know whether I had awareness in all of me or not. I did have feelings, and now I had a plan that my feelings could not let me know whether I was alive. Or not. The question of whether I was alive or not gave me another realization. If I did not know whether I existed or only thought that I did, then I had an imagination. Still, I had to know whether I was real or not. Lost will does not know whether it is a part of me or not. and is only just now going to find out that it is a part of me. Lost Will is just now going to find out that it is a part of me because I did not know myself in the beginning, and my efforts to know myself did not give me all the information I needed. This was because I had frightened the will out of giving me all the input I needed. I have gone on for as long as I can go on with parts of the will lost outside of myself. The lost will must come in now and be healed, not only because it has been lost as long as it can stand it to be, but also because the will needs to open more space if my light is going to expand any more. Evolving light is expanding light. And so there cannot be any more evolvement until there is openness to receive it. In other words, resistance to my light must now move back. If you have a feeling that God could not have been this unknowing in the beginning, then you need to consider that you may be getting triggered without knowing it. This is good if you want to heal your own lost will. So that'll be all for the reading today, but let's talk about the light that the will needs the light, but the will needs to open more space. What does that mean? Well, in order to be receptive of light, we have to create the space within our emotional body, the will, to receive that light. How do we create space for the will? How do we be receptive? We have non-receptive qualities, which we can call lost will. Lost will would be guilt, fear, judgments, focusing on wrong, focusing on lack, all of those non-receptive perspectives and qualities will close up our emotional body and the light will not be able to penetrate or impact the will so that the will can absorb the light and expand the light, which results in evolving light. Okay. So the, for example, guilt has no consciousness, so there's a resistance to light. Okay. But remember, think of guilt as this black box, this black square, this black cube that light cannot get in, but it's taking up space. And so we need to just move that block back and allow light to enter the will and let me show you these images. So here's a book that I've had for a few years that I really like, and it's the paradoxical emblems of Freyr. Okay. Anyway, there's the center, and we can look at the point at the center where what I just read, when consciousness began. There was this awareness, this knowing that this realization of self. Okay. And so, with that point, consciousness, this point is in a very, what appears as a small, in the darkness, in the unknown, in the void. Okay. But now that the awareness of this point is awake and it wants to evolve and explore the space, the darkness, we can view the will as the darkness within this circle. And then the center, the dot, is the light. And so light is sent out. We can even say that parts that have split off, images of the light, which would be us and planets and stars, everything is sent out. And the reading says all is straight out of the center. Crookedness begins in the line. So we are sent out as light, and then distortion begins with non-receptive qualities until we wake up, have the awakening, and have the realizations of our consciousness of who we are, images of God, that we, the crookedness of the line becomes straight again. Okay, here's another image. On the right side, you can see the lines are straight. Okay, but the one on the left I really like because here we have three are required to manifest the one. So the one, I really like this image because the one is everything. Source is everything. But source has consciousness, which is the top half of the circle. Okay. Bottom half is subconsciousness, the will. And then in the center, we could symbolically say is heart, the bridge. Heart is the center. Just as within human body, heart is in this relatively in the center of us, and then our mind is consciousness, spirit, light, our gut area, body, our gut area is will, mother, and emotional body. The heart is the bridge for father, spirit, consciousness within our mind, within the mental body. Okay. And then out of the four part system of God, the entire circle would be body. So there's really four are required to manifest the one, but three to create the awareness and the balance. All right. So this is the book. Just Adam McLean. He made this book in 1982. There's only 250 made. In fact, I probably should. There's no digital copy of this. I probably should create a digital image of these beautiful symbols. But going back to original cause, we can train our mind to go back to the original cause and the causal plane in the very beginning of when consciousness became aware. Then we can actually create the space within us to receive my love and light, become receptive, because we're moving back non-receptive qualities. Just as my love and light within the book said, needs that space within the will, which is our emotional body. We have to actually feel the fear. We actually have to feel the judgment, feel the denials. Okay. And then hold that space, breathe into it, know that everything is okay. Because in the background, there is ease constantly executing and running. It's layered with stories and beliefs and distortions. Remember the line starts out straight and then gets squiggly on the image? All we have to do is straighten our line. And then we are in alignment with my love and light and become receptive, which contributes to the space that opens up for where we are at here on Earth. And that's why we are here on Earth, is to bring back our lost will, reclaim it, and know who we are, accept who we are, and then become the creator. That'll be all for today. This reading is actually supposed to be done very slow so that we're actually talking to our subconscious, and our subconscious is responding. All can go all the way back to the first creation. Okay. And as we move along, there's the first creation, the second creation, third creation, the emergence of heart, and the emergence of father of manifestation. So the progression of consciousness evolving, because space is opening up for the mother of everything, the will within the one, in order for the one to explore itself.